All right, Chevra. So, brought to you from Nashville, Tennessee. All right. So, we are continuing. We're going to finish today, really, the topic of Gadol, of greatness. And the learning today, as always, should be a Zchus dearest Chavr, Chaim Elizabeth ben Shemshonarieh, as well as a Zchus for an Ilui Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a Zchus for a Refuah Shleimah for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Rachel Chanaleh ben Shein de Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a Zchus for all those in a Malkam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So, we are on page 403. Now, we talked till now about the idea of Gedulas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing God's greatness, and how we talked about the Hasidim HaRishonim used to stand for an hour before davening to sort of work themselves up to have a proper appreciation for God before they prayed. So now we're going to talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this world dugmas, meaning like metaphors to appreciate his greatness. And so we are supposed to give kavod to lesser beings, but that's supposed to be a stepping stone for us to give greatness to Hashem. So he says like this. He says, "V'hineh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo gedula." Really, all greatness belongs to Hashem. "V'loina kavod," and to him all honor is proper. "V'hu chalak mikvayde lebruv." Nevertheless, he gave a chelek of his greatness to creations. "V'tziv, and he commanded us again in order to have this proper appreciation for him and for us to have the proper reverence for him. He gave us lesser beings, creations of his, that we should also show deference to. Who? Kigoyin la'av, a father, v'ema mother, v'rav, rebbe, yomishagadol b'menu, and someone who in either age or chachma is greater than you. V'cheno ach, also a brother, chayiv l'chabed es achiv agadol mimenu. You have to honor an older brother, an older sister, and anything similar. Shekein amru chazal, minayin li'adeh v'chaver shehu gadol mimenu shechayiv l'nag b'kavad. How do you know that if someone's smarter than you, you're supposed to honor them? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Daniel, kokovel di ruach yatirish t'achachas be, that he had this extra spirit, and Nebuchadnezzar recognized, or Belshazzar recognized, whoever the context is over there, but they recognized in Daniel that he had this special level of wisdom. And as a result, the king wanted to appoint Daniel over the entire kingdom. And because the purpose of this is ultimately to have a greatness about acknowledgement of Hashem, so if someone disparages someone who's greater than him, because you're defeating the metaphor. And if you're putting down the metaphor, then by extension, you're putting down HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shetziva al, because God commanded you in order to have an appreciation for God, have an appreciation for this person. Now, here's the last point on this, which is that nevertheless, greatness is still a trap, and is still potentially could be a slippery slope for someone to gaiva. The ain roi adam levakesh gedula. Notwithstanding, it's not appropriate for a person to run after it. Shari amru chazam, the kaberes is baleo. The Gemara in Pesachim says that if someone has authority, if someone has a status, then it buries the person that has it. It's extremely difficult when you are in a position of power, in a position of honor, to contain your gaiva. Without this abundance of strength and chayil, valor, and b'lmechamas tediris, constantly fighting a yetzer Nevertheless, even though it's still so dangerous, but nevertheless, each city should have someone that they appoint as a leader. Because at the end of the day, you need someone that you can follow. You need someone to set an example. So as dangerous as it is for that person, and it's a terrible nisayon, but at the end of the day, you know, you need a guy who's going to give you the musar sheri. Even though that guy, it might go to his head. What a great guy he is, and what a great rebbe he is. But at the end of the day, someone's got to do it, right? Because you need someone to guide you. And you should take heed his counsel. Be extremely careful to honor him and not rebel. Even if they're all equal, meaning everyone in the location is equal, nevertheless, take someone to be like the king. over the troops. Similarly, in every household, there should be someone who's in charge of the house. For example, even if the parents are away, one of the children should be designated to be the one in charge. And nevertheless, the greater one should always ask for advice from the lesser ones. The lesser ones should always give honor to the greater one. It's the way for society to function, for a house to run, for there to be peace, that there has to be a certain level of respect. But even if you are on the even if you are at the top of the totem pole, you should still have respect for the people below you and ask for advice. Because if everyone would say, okay, God forbid, but let's say that everyone in New York City would decide tomorrow there is no rule of law and everyone could do what they want, chas v'shalom, we can all imagine very quickly, you know, what would happen to the world and what would happen to Jews in particular. So therefore, you do need some authority that people fall in line and don't act out and don't take advantage of others. He says, if everyone's going to say, why is he better than us? Everyone should be president. Everyone should have the power to do what they want. The whole world would be destroyed by the fighting. He says, in every community, in every household, there has to be an individual who's the leader. I'm going to actually tell you at the end what there's a chiddush in the American system of government that actually accounted for this, but I'll tell you this at the end. There has to be a leader. So to speak, he's the one that tells you when to go and when to stop. He says, learn this from the body, where the head sort of rules. The brain tells the whole body what to do. Let's say the feet would say, why should the head be in charge? We want to decide where to go. The whole body would be destroyed. It's ridiculous. Everyone should try not to be a leader. Everyone should get together and vote and appoint someone to be a leader. In this way, there'll be peace. So here is where the American government follows this, because we are not a true republic. I'm sorry, we are not a true democracy. A true democracy means that every single person in America would vote on every single issue. We instead were set up as a republic. Why? Because God put it in the head of the founding fathers. If every time they would need to decide something, they would have to poll the entire United States, we would get nothing done. Between getting the people to voice their opinion and having everyone be heard, we'd never get everything done. And therefore, they created a system of government where we appoint our representatives in Congress and in the Senate who act on our behalf. And if we don't like what they're doing, then obviously we vote them out. But that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying the majority should vote and then they should have a representative. And he's the one that sort of decides what is going to be. And exactly what Peleoid says is exactly why the American government was formed as a republic and not as a true democracy.